Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. My name is Stephen Beckman. I'm the Chief Executive Nobody of the Mesh News Project. The Mesh News Project is the mothership of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast. You can hear more episodes of the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast without an app at the address of podcasts with an S, podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then 0 spelled out, that's Z-E-R-O. So that's podcasts.COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. There's also some companion videos we have for the COINTELPRO 2.0, and that is at videos with an S, videos.COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com, as well as just the online resource center that is COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then Z-E-R-O.com. That is a great resource with articles and videos and podcasts all in one. And that is for people who are targets of gang stalking, mobbing, workplace harassment, tips and tricks and strategies for whistleblowers and government leakers and even journalists who might be under the thumb of oppressive means or a large group of people who would employ these tactics, even on the corporate side, seeing as COINTELPRO 2.0 tactics are also used on targets that, you know, a corporation might deem as a threat or what have you. And since the commercialization of the military industrial complex, these services are available to those who run in those kinds of circles. So visit the website, check out the resource. That's COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the podcast. My name is Stephen Beckman. I am the Chief Executive Nobody of the Mesh News Project. And I have hopefully a quick but important episode of this podcast. As you guys know, as I've been going through this, I'm just going to get right to it, believe it or not. You know, websites, COINTELPRO, the number 2, Z-E-R-O.com. Check us out at meshnews.org. Check out our new films at 2030visionmovie.com. Okay, getting right into it. So, something you should be aware of, especially in this new world of medicine, that, you know, if you're in this program, they might execute something on you called a soft kill. And I've gone over these things in detail, you know, for many things on the, being on the disposition matrix and stuff, which is essentially, you know, the kill list. They renamed the kill list the disposition matrix because now the government's kill list has targets that they go after that aren't for rapid assassination. Some might be slow, some might be just to put them on in COINTELPRO. You know what I'm saying? So there's now it's a spectrum of how they're going to treat. But basically, disposition matrix is for enemies of the state. Many people get killed on there. Not everyone, but people. So now it's like a spectrum. So, you know, I guess in this small case, I'm on the spectrum. But there is this unique way to do a soft kill. And, you know, I kind of live in the mecca of it. A lot of people don't know that San Diego is basically Silicon Valley for biotech. I mean, when COVID was going off, bro, like, everybody was making money around here. There's so many people making money off the COVID thing. Like, there was so much, like, different things, different products people putting out. It was crazy. I remember there was so much motion down here and so much buzz, and a lot of money was made down here in San Diego. But basically we have like Genentech and all those big companies that develop drugs, experimental drugs, etc. But because of its location, it also works very closely with the military. And unfortunately, like I said, I was given a heads up that this kind of assault, I guess that's what you call it, was being conducted on me and how it was being done. And it makes sense considering some of my vitals when I go to the doctors, etc. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, I don't have any vices. I'm a big nerd. I have since, like, maybe my 30s, right? My early 30s. I just have no vices. I don't drink beer. I don't smoke weed. I think I smoke the occasional cigarette. But, you know, I don't have any vices, you know, other than, you know, enjoying coffee. So, you know, I have no reason to have a major health issue. But something that was happening was that I was showing signs of poor enzyme performance in my liver as my health problems were going on, right? As my health problems were continuing to decline. And, you know, I was, you know, still being assaulted by the radiation, still having my food constantly tampered and poisoned. I mean, they put everything in there from like Tylenol to, they'll put liquid Tylenol. They will put fucking chemical cleaners in there, because unfortunately, most of the short order cook jobs or even the grocery store workers in many of these places, aside from this city being completely like descended upon by what I'm understanding is signature reduction staff from that large 70,000 strong private contractor army that the Pentagon runs. I guess a large portion of those people are down here and have been down here for a while. So that's what's enabling that, but also organized crime places itself in many what do you call it, jobs? What do they call those things? Essential worker jobs, I guess you would call it. Because not only does it allow these local gangsters, which work for the cartel, and the dominating cartel we have here is still Sinaloa. I know CJNG, or a cartel Jalisco Next Generation, is kind of an upcomer. And they're in some spots in San Diego County. But overall, like, you know, Sinaloa, you know, El Chapo's federation of cartels still essentially runs shit down here. And they have a very close relationship with U.S. Navy and Naval Intelligence and the Intelligence Agency, because, you know, this is a major port. Basically, all the drugs that comes into L.A., et cetera, has to go through San Diego. So if, like, you've done blow or any kind of drug, you know, in L.A., Southern California, you know, especially if you're in the entertainment industry, it has to go through San Diego because it comes across in Tijuana. So it's a major, it's a major port. And so there's a lot of synergy between organized crime and the naval intelligence sector here. Anyways, getting back to it, we also are Silicon Valley for med tech and biotech. And from what I was being told was that they were doing biohacking techniques using rudimentary CRISPR, using needles meant for, what's it called, dermal injections. And what people don't know about dermal injections, like, you know, when girls get their lips done and they get really big and puffy, they get those lip injections, or they get cheek injections, or dermal filler is what it's called. Those needles are so tiny, they're practically painless. And from what I'm understanding is, I have been, what they'll get somebody close to me, usually maybe in a retail setting or in a crowd setting, and have been, like I said, purely speculation, but I mean, it matches up with what's going on in my body, considering I have no vices whatsoever. I mean, none. None. I might as well be Amish. I mean, I'm a little overweight, but I'm not like morbidly obese. And a lot of this has to do with a lot of my abuse too, because they feed you like female hormones. They do all sorts of crazy things to your body, and that's purely just, because they don't want you getting back up. They don't want people to want to work with you. They don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like any way that they can gain an advantage aesthetically, odors. I don't know if you guys remember in one of my past podcasts, I have like nearly 500, bro. But they were feeding me this stuff that was making my body produce an odor, no matter how many shower, like, but they were putting it in my food. And when I was consuming it, it was then now coming out of my pores. And it was this weird thing. And then I got updated. And once I got updated, and someone was telling me, like, yeah, they have this shit that they put in your, and just to make your body produce odor. So while they're smearing you, et cetera, and you're trying to reach out to people, because first impressions matter and whatever. If they can make people remember like an odor about you or whatever, they do that. And every little nudge in the wrong direction helps the U.S. government. So they have lots of different other ways that they get inside your body. But from what I was understanding is they were, what I've been being told is in retail environments, or like when you're standing in line at the store, or what have you, people passing by you in large crowds, which is also another reason why I try to avoid crowds, is they've been administering this CRISPR stuff in intervals to make my liver stop producing key enzymes to break things down. And aside from also radiation, constantly radiation, they're now shooting me in my back to point it towards like my pancreas and stuff like that, in my upper middle back. They sometimes will shoot me in the side and the liver too, because they're just trying to weaken my body, because they want to have this idea that I just, oh well, he unfortunately died of natural causes, while we are also smearing him, being like a sexual predator and a racist and a bigot and a thief and all this other shit. So you don't care. But understand that this is warfare. It's known as a soft kill or soft assassination. And what they can basically do is they use these super tiny needles that are for dermal filler. And they will inject you with CRISPR therapies. And they could be to simulate a breakdown of your body's systems. And you won't even notice the needles pricking you at all. And they will do it in regular intervals because, believe it or not, gene therapies, they need regular intervals of administration to work, to continue to work. You don't just get one injection, although the initial injection is usually a large one that will put you on your ass. From what I'm understanding, to get the ball rolling. But essentially, they will keep administering this CRISPR gene therapy on you, and they'll like hit you in the back with it. And the crazy thing is it's, I guess it's used on lots of people in the intelligence community who maybe the US government feels like they are compromised, or they've been sharing what do you call it? They've been sharing information and they shouldn't. Like what the US government does is they just will essentially put that employee in like a filter bubble. They might give them fake work to do. Basically, they put them in like a little mini simulation. They don't even let them know they've been moved on or that they've been caught, what have you. Because what they'll do is they'll just keep watching you and see who else you know, who do your contacts know, et cetera, right? If an employee does that in the intelligence community. And then they'll just use these soft kill tactics, and they'll just hit you with these gene therapy needles to make your body look like it had some sort of systemic failure. And how you never don't notice it is because the needles that they use to administer this type of gene therapy over and over. But there's also ways that, let's say, maybe a more normal size needle can be administered, is there are certain fatty tissues, etc., But from what I'm understanding is somebody was letting me know, like, hey, you know, there's been quite a bit of buzz about that, and you know, saying, would research here, go over here, this is what it's about. This is the mediums that they're what we think that they're using, etc., so you don't notice it. And yeah, so I mean, just understand that there's lots of ways to skin a cat. And let's say you're on the government's radar and they don't want to let you know. There are ways of taking care of you and slowly and making it look like, oh, well, you just had an accident, or you know, maybe the genetic roll of dice wasn't in your favor, or and my environmental factors. So, like, you should just understand that there's just a lot of evil things you can do. We've been hearing a lot about, you know, mRNA vaccines, but like, you can do a lot with fucking CRISPR. And there are ways to make sure that they administer those gene therapies on a target. And the great thing about it and how they do it is, like, you can be getting assassinated, never know about it. And as long as they keep things calm, and they will essentially, like I said, they'll put you like in a filter bubble, so all your content will be monitored and your communication. So like, nothing, they won't worry about anything happening, etc., once they've been alarmed to you or what have you. And then you'll just keep moving on, thinking maybe you're getting away with it. Or let's say you stop, etc. You won't make a lot of fuss with it. You won't be running to the press because you're getting, you know what I'm saying, someone's trying to fucking shoot you in your car or whatever. And yeah, it's a really ingenious way of doing what they call a soft assassination. And they do it a little bit over time. And what the US government likes to do, and I like to reiterate this, is they love to use organized crime, the intelligence community, and how it, and the reason why they use that, and I want to tell you in the layers that they use it. And the reason why they use these layers is because plausible deniability. The more groups of people that are separated from the US government and you, the better. The more they can be like, I don't know what you're saying. You should probably try to prove that in court, blah, 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 right? So like, the order will come down from, you know, the federal government or the intelligence communities, maybe somebody on the disposition matrix or the kill list, and then go from there to a military contractor, and then a military contractor will hire out a subcontractor. There's thousands of small guys. The nickname they give them over here are startups. It's usually like 5 to 7 people. They all have like a specialization. And then they'll hire on more people as they need, just field agents, etc. There's also, keep in mind, there's also that large demonstration kind of force or army known as Signature Reduction that the Pentagon handles. But basically, then those subcontractors will hire out or make contact with local crime syndicates. And then the local crime syndicates will be tasked with following you, harming you, assaulting you, implementing these needles at different intervals. So you always have them hovering around you, right? So when it's time for next to the next one of your gene therapies, because it happens at intervals, they can be close to you and they can hit you and you won't even notice it because, like I said, the needles are so small and you just don't even feel it. And they'll just, you know what I'm saying? Or there's ways to get you in fatty tissue, etc. And I mean, and it's crazy too, because like, I have like, oh, what's that little, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a little blood and nip. Like, did I get pricked? What happened here? When did I get hurt or whatever? Like, I've had lots of those in my back tissue that I never noticed. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like running my hand across my back, maybe itching it or, you know, scrubbing it. So just understand that these methodologies exist, and it's important to update your understanding on how the US government can get rid of somebody. And here's another thing: political dissonance. Let's say somebody is an influencer, let's say somebody is a media personality, and they are pissing off the state. They are saying things that's making the current administration look bad. I mean, look, man, we already know that. I mean, the Twitter, when the Twitter files came out, a lot of people don't know, like, both the Democrats and the Republicans were using Twitter's back end with their FBI, what's it called, content moderation team, to censor their rivals on social media. A lot of people don't know that. They thought it was like just a Democrat thing, etc. I mean, throughout the years, both parties have weaponized the justice system to go after their enemies. This is just one other way. So if you're saying things that maybe, you know what I'm saying, make the current administration look bad, or the U.S. government thinks you're a threat, or you've been put on the disposition matrix. And, like, here's the thing, man. Like, yeah, it's a shit show. Everyone's on top of everyone. This is what happens to the security state. But you should be understand that this creative method of assassination works. There's many layers of plausible deniability and how they implement it, how it's done in regular intervals, how come you don't notice it, and understanding that they could think of it like a snowball. Like, you push a little snow, and then as it goes down the hill, it gains and gains and gains. Well, this constant administration of like a gene, CRISPR gene therapy, etc., which will throw your, it's purposely engineered to throw your body's systems off. You know, how your liver produces enzymes, how your kidneys work, your pancreas, whatever. This is a form of assassination that allows the U.S. government to get away with something, and especially works when you're unaware of it. And, you know what I'm saying, they like to use this not only on, from what I'm understanding, they like to use these for soft kills. And usually soft kills are for people that they didn't really want to, they didn't really want to kill. And so they didn't do it in a vicious way, but they think it's still more strategically advantageous to eliminate that person or that person's influence or that person who has information, etc. So then they can get their person in there to take something over. So that, I mean, some people are, I mean, I was doing even, you know what I'm saying, more back-end research. They were saying that this could have been used on, you know, like, it could, this, I mean, they could use this to get rid of, like, tech CEOs that they think are amassing too much power and influence over something, and they can't control them, so then they can get their people in there. They can use it, like I said, to do a soft kill on maybe an intelligence employee that they know is leaking information, but they're not aware they've been caught, and they'll just put them in a filter bubble, have them work on fake work, put them at a desk, reassign them, and they'll find these opportunities, etc. So, I mean, definitely the 6 feet rule really matters, you know, if you're in this situation, because you want to make sure that people aren't close enough to you where they can prick you with this stuff. So, yeah, just understand that that's a viable option to eliminate a target, a threat. It could be a media personality that maybe they're saying shit about the government. And, you know, like these other tools I've been telling you about, like the radiation, like that they use, like that causes cancer, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck, dude, I had such a gnarly radiation attack yesterday. Fuck, it was so gnarly, bro. I was in agony. But I will tell you that, like, my pain threshold is pretty much, you know, I'm like the fucking T-1000 at this point, bro. Like, my pain threshold is insane. I wish I was younger so I could start, like, a fighting career. Like, it's just bananas, my pain threshold. It's insane because I've gone through so many of these radiation attacks. And you can't run from them. You just can't. I've tried leaving a building, vehicle, what have you. They'll just show up they'll have a car drive by with it. Because they're always, like, right around the corner. Especially me, because I have, like, people assigned to hovering around me. You know what I'm saying? So if you try to run away, they'll just give you, a really gnarly blast if you're running away. Or they'll get you later. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you feel safe in a spot, they'll get you later. It's really crazy. But it's silent and invisible. You know? The same thing, like, with millimeter wave. This millimeter wave, micro millimeter wave thing that they shot at me when I was trying to go to the LA Times I still did go. They never returned my calls, though. And I left them a whole bunch of notes and told them it was crazy. I'll just tell you this, man. The mainstream media is totally in the pocket of big government. They don't want to compromise their access, etc. They work directly with the intelligence apparatus. But these silent methods of assault, you know, and assassination are coming into favor, especially now, because, you know, Putin, when he kills his rivals, he wants to make a statement. Putin likes that. He likes that being part of his legacy. The United States government wants you to think that it loves you. Like, it's crazy. The U.S. government has a totally different way. They, first of all, they manufacture consent, and they do it now at a behavioral algorithm manipulation level. Last year's film, 2030 Vision film, Corporate Coup, did a deep dive on that, how it works, how it's basically inescapable, and it's been perfected over quite some years without even your knowledge. It's crazy. It's super crazy. But, like, they manipulate the masses, and now they can, like, you know, in that film, you'll see where you find out that they basically manipulate us into thinking that who we're choosing for a president or what we think is deemed acceptable culturally, etc., right, as the Overton window moves. It's being purposefully manipulated at a mass level, but customized for each person to nudge them in that direction at scale on the population. So our ideas are not our own anymore. And, you know, where that differs from China is China just tells their people what to do. But the U.S. government, I think I've said this before, the U.S. government, the only difference now between the U.S. government and China is because China is now adopting a capital communist model. It's not a full it's not communist, it's capital communist. So they can still play status games to, you know, keep the public subdued. But the U.S. government likes to do things in a way that doesn't spook the crowd, and it doesn't make people think the government hates them, whereas in China they know the government hates them, but this is just a system that they have to operate. But the reason why these methods of radiation, weapons, etc., and this CRISPR therapy, you know, ambush injections, but using those small dermal needles and other strategies in fatty tissue areas of the body, etc., is because there's so much surveillance now. Do you know what I'm saying? So in a surveillance state, you can't exactly... So let me put this in a better way. You know how people were like, oh man, in the fucking 1960s and 70s, you know, the CIA was just assassinating people left and right. Martin Luther King and fucking, you know, the Kennedys and John Lennon, you know, because they got too much influence and they were moving the Overton window and the government didn't have control over it. But a lot of people have this idea like, oh, well, that was then, though. Like, they do things a little differently now. No. You have to understand, they don't do it differently. Their tools have just changed because the environment has changed, because mass surveillance is now a thing. You can't make the people think that the government will fucking kill you if it doesn't like you or you say things about it, because we live in a, air quotes, democratic republic, right? And so you can't break that illusion. And so these tools are going to be implemented and more widespread. And in most cases, you won't even know they're fucking using them, because, like I said, this radiation shit, it uses the invisible, spicy parts of the electromagnetic spectrum that you cannot see. But you'll just think, oh, I came down with, like, a health problem. Oh, man, I felt really lightheaded earlier. Oh, my gosh, like, I got a what kind of cancer? Like, I'm so healthy, you know, I'm a fucking vegan. I work out, you know, I work in a, you know, in a healthy setting. I don't know, how would I get that cancer or whatever, right? Because these radiation things, these radiation tools, weapons, you know, are invisible. And they're silent. and not many people are subject to them, which is why I think that millimeter wave or the active denial service weapon, you know, that heat beam, heat ray, that makes your body feel like it's literally on fire, because basically it heats up the water molecules in your skin to basically make you feel exactly how it would feel like to be on fire. That's basically it. Because that basically what happens when you light yourself on fire is all the fucking water in your tissues start to boil. So the reason why that, I believe, is not being used on crowds en masse is because once people, once the consensus is out there, like, oh, the U.S. government uses these invisible and silent weapons to really hurt people, then people will entertain the idea that, you know, this certain news personality, this podcaster or whatever, got cancer because maybe they were beaming them with this shit or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Because now you start to think like, oh man, well, what else are they using? Oh, it's really possible, right? There are other things than bullets and knives and beatings that can kill people and poisonings that can kill people. You know, it's not obviously violent. And that's because the playing field has changed. We, you know what I'm saying? The government would have transitioned over into a surveillance state, but now everyone has a phone in their pocket. And so you now have to shift the assassination model to the more public Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, John Lennon model, where they just pay a patsy to cap you in the street, right? That was the old, now the model has changed. How they do things has not changed. Their tools have changed. And radiation devices, CRISPR assassinations, where they constantly, you know, update your gene therapy to make your body's systems collapse using CRISPR, and using those very tiny applications where you can't feel it when they prick you, and they'll find all sorts of different scenarios, you know, when you're in a crowd, etc., and you won't even know you're being assassinated. You're just like, oh, well, I guess they're just letting me say whatever. I guess I'm getting a lot of traction in the fight against tyranny. And you're like, oh man, but I'm starting to get this medical problem. Oh, it's only getting worse. Like, oh man, and you know, the doctor told me to lay off this and that and what, and I don't even do these things. I don't have any vices, what have you. There are ways to, what they do is call it a soft kill or soft assassination. So just understand, the U.S. government is not different than they were in the 60s. They just control the media now because everything's being digital. And they have methods to silently kill you and assassinate you so they can maintain this illusion, which is still crumbling because the deficit is bananas. We're not even going to get into that. What a fucking nightmare. I really hope that you transfer over do your savings in Bitcoin at this point, bro. Like, I'm not going to make this an episode about the deficit, but if you study history class and what happens when the gross domestic product is less than your national debt, and then the government starts printing trillions, what that has meant for all of history, it's usually the sign of, you know, a pending collapse. Just pay attention to history class, man. Unfortunately, our education system purposely keeps people fucking dumb. But anyways, getting off that, just understand that the U.S. government still does things like they did in the 60s. They just have new tools that are invisible and silent and will kill you slowly and softly without you realizing, and make you feel like you have health problems. And there are ways of administering that. And the way that they do it has layers. And, bro, like, someone can bump into you, walk past you, what have you, quickly and get you with this shit. And then it'll be happening forever. Maybe you have a job with the government. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? And this is happening and you don't even realize that they're slowly administering your death. But these new methods are a lot better because you're able to control a population that is still under the guise that you don't live in a oligarchy. You don't live in a neo-feudalistic state, a neo-feudalistic surveillance state. You live in a democratic republic, right? And maintain that that false identity of, a democratic autonomy. The tools have just changed, and they're still just as they're the intelligence agencies are still thugs, bro, like they were back in the days where they were killing MLK, JFK, Lenin, etc. Their tools have just changed, and it's important to understand this because, when things happen to people who may speak out against tyranny now in this new era we're in, and then you see someone's unfortunate demise, it's important to know the new tools. So, what I'm saying? Not only that, but then maybe someone close to them can maybe educate, hey, maybe check this out, see if they don't have this in their body, or I'm saying? See the remnants of this, or what have you? I'm saying? Because these things exist. And CRISPR can easily be used as an assassination tool, as well as these radiation things, etc. But yeah, man, the CIA, the intelligentsia, the security state—they're still the same people. Their tools have just changed, and I'm saying you wouldn't even be able to notice what they're doing unless you had like a high-speed camera and were watching from all angles all the time, kind of thing. So it's just important to be aware of that. And it's also important because now this new media landscape we're entering, where independent media now is eclipsing mainstream media. It's so beautiful. Like, homie, it kind of feels like the revolution is happening. But, we are noticing that people like, all these people from mainstream media are now, I think, like they're like doing industry plant. What they do is they fake a falling out, right, with a major news, and then they're going to go independent. And that's their way of getting on the inside of the new independent media revolution. And I don't know how many people from independent media watch us, but you guys should absolutely hold the fucking line. Great example, like just recently, fucking Don Lemon, etc. Like these people are trying to come into the independent media space because they understand they're dying. They're in their, apologies, they're in their death throes. And they need to infiltrate. They need to reestablish, they need to reestablish authority, and then maybe even start, making these alliances, right? And then over time, bring those alliances back to a traditional media format. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, Don Lemon started this, but now he picked up this guy and this guy and this guy, and now we're going to start our own network. Well, hey, we're on TV. You know what I'm saying? And then, everyone trusts them. Like, oh, well, they're part of the new thing. You know what I'm saying? These guys, they were independent, but they broke away from the, it's this whole fake fucking maverick shit, and they'll just recapture, the audience that they're losing to independent media. So I definitely encourage you, because this has been now a fucking story that's happened like 5 times now. Somebody major in media will have a fake falling out, and then they're gonna go independent all of a sudden, right? I'm telling you, it's basically like, I don't know if you're familiar with the term of industry plant, but it's basically like reverse industry plant. They have a mainstream media guy. Oh, he's gone rogue, or there was a falling out. He said what, you know what I'm saying? He was saying what they were afraid to say, or blah, 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 right? And then they go, and then they'll start collecting people from the independent media space. But they still have handlers. They still answer to the state. And eventually they'll wrangle this bull back to, after they regain trust. It's like a girlfriend who fucking cheats on you, but like, will screw your brains out every time to make you, come back to her or what have you, or claim she's changed or whatever until you catch her again or whatever, right? It's the same thing. Like mainstream media is doing that. So a lot of these guys who are working for these, they're saying that, they're creating these, from what I think, because it's been such a replicated format now on five, there's a fake falling out. And then
what happens is they now they go independent, you know, and now they're gonna build a team, right? And then they're gonna just go back to reeling people back into trusting a conglomerated media sources. That's why I think the decentralized media format is so key to fighting that, to be honest. And I'm happy to spearhead that. But yeah, keep in mind that's a thing. But yeah, if anything I want you to leave is understand that these new tools exist, especially with CRISPR, how it's administered, who the targets are, and please understand that our intelligentsia is the same cruel bastards that they were in the 60s and 70s, where they were capping people who were making too much noise and making the government look stupid. Their tools have just changed, and they're silent and quiet, and they happen over time, and they can be done to you without you even realizing it. And yeah, things haven't changed. The you know what I'm saying, the game board just changed, and it's important we update our models on how the state takes care of dissidents, people who speak out of turn, and people who make the government and expose the government's crimes. I just want to shoot off the side here and mention things like edible vaccines, which are a thing. Currently, they're being used as vectors to treat diseases, and they can make your body produce certain proteins and etc. But they are a thing that's being tested now. Since I live in San Diego and like the heart of this biotech industry, you know, the Silicon Valley of it, I've already been instructed by the people who were helping me stay away from the tomatoes because, you know what I'm saying? What happens is once you get on a government shit list, basically these biotech companies are told it's kind of open game on you. And they totally want to field new shit. And they will just test shit on you. And it's pretty crazy and creepy. And you know what I'm saying? Unless you have a scientist who believes in the fucking Constitution, you're not going to get too many people to fucking help you. And I mean, that's something to be aware of. I'm not too well versed on that. I understand that, you know, edible vaccines, I mean, they're already altering food to alter, they're already genetically altering food and feeding it to cattle. That's supposedly supposed to mess with how their stomach digests food and reduces methane. Supposedly, that's a way to curb global warming. But also understand that they can now genetically modify food to throw your body systems off. And you know what I'm saying? One thing with the gene therapy with the is like gene therapy is kind of like and I'm not a total expert, but like it happens a little bit over time, you know what I'm saying? And especially if they're administering this stuff to you in small doses, it kind of feels like it's like pushing an asteroid off course with like a little nudge, and then if you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, you could slowly, you know what I'm saying, make that, you know, totally avoid the Earth. Well, the same thing happens with a lot of these from what I'm understanding, weaponized modified foods that can essentially throw your body systems off as well. So it's not as gnarly as the CRISPR type assassinations with the micro needles, with the dermal injection needles, but you know, it could do the same kind of damage, you know, over the long run, and could also fuck with your body systems. And it's just really important to understand that these technologies exist outside of, you know, that kind of CRISPR type, you know, soft assassination attempt technique. So, you know, keep that in mind, and also, if you can protect, if you are in a position where you maybe have a couple dollars in your pocket, you maybe facilitate a position where you punch up on the government, etc. I would think about maybe, I don't know, raising your own food, you know, especially if you might be put on a government shit list, or you start pissing off the wrong people and you're not going to stop talking. I would definitely think about growing your own food from like heirloom seeds, and I would protect that shit like a fucking weed farm, you know what I'm saying? Having it closed, maybe underneath your house with cameras, see who's going in and out, having it like a closed system and filter the water. Like, it sounds silly, but you know, you start saying the wrong things about the wrong people and you're in a position and they need to make you go away quietly. I mean, there's just lots of ways now. There's silent weapons, you know what I'm saying? There's more ways to do this now than with a bullet and a fall guy. So, you need to understand the game has changed. The US government still handles business like they did in the 60s with MLK, JFK, RFK, Lenin, etc. Just the weapon has changed. And you're able to sweep it under the rug. And while they're slowly either putting you through like a gene therapy assassination, or maybe doing stuff modifying your food, etc., they could be working on a smear campaign. So by the time you go away, people have been put, you know what I'm saying? People have, their consent has been manufactured to have distaste for you, and no one cares. But in reality, what you did was you said the wrong thing about the wrong person and revealed a crime, and that put you on a shit list. But since everything is automated, especially behavior modification, I definitely encourage you to watch our last film, 2030 Vision Corporate Coup, where we talk about how behavior modification is algorithmically done, and it can now guarantee election results for entire populations. It's just so perfected. You know what I'm saying? You have, think about the US government as somebody with unlimited funds and just an unlimited army of people waiting to suck off that teat to do bad things to you for money. For the world's most strongest and powerful government, you're just not going to win. You're one person. But there are ways of getting rid of people now who are key aggravators of dissent against the government, who reveal the government's crimes, who speak truth to power, who talk about things that are inconvenient for corporations making a bunch of money, like during, the Cash Cow 19 that happened for the past 3.5 years. Oh God, bro. I just can't believe that shit. I just can't believe how just recently they said we can now treat COVID like the flu. Like, no fucking shit, dude. Right? Like, how they treated it and them turning around and saying treating COVID like the flu. Like, bro, why don't you just be like, oh, hey, you can now treat AIDS like a cold sore. Like, what the fuck, man? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, our lives are over. We can't go buy food. We have to lose our fucking job. We have to change our economy. Our economy's in fucking shambles. We got to fucking spend all this money and give it to all these people who are supposedly going to save us with a vaccine with an efficacy of like 100%. I mean, 90%. Well, 70, 65 or so. Well, like a 40%. Well, actually, we found out you're going to have to take a continuous mRNA injection, you know, kind of like a flu shot every month. Like, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so I mean, I've personally been following a lot of homesteaders. I don't do, I mean, I follow some of those preppers, but believe it or not, it's so easy to get on a fucking watch list. Not that I'm not already on one. I recommend if you are thinking about get of preparing for, you know what I'm saying, a system collapse just in case. Believe it or not, just researching and following people who are preppers can get you put on a fucking watch list. The Intercept did a great story about that a while back. I mean, just being a registered libertarian, a libertarian, somebody who like can get you put on a government watch list. Did you know that? Homeschooling your kids, what's it called? What's it called? Stocking goods. If you get caught buying more food, like large amounts of food, or buying from suppliers that sell in bulk, and you're not like a restaurant or what have you, means that the government knows, the automatic can trigger, like, oh, this person's building up a food supply or whatever. That can get you put on a watch list. If you talk about the Bible's Book of Revelations, that can put you on a watch list. If you use Linux operating system, that can put you on a fucking watch list. It's crazy. You should check out that Intercept story. They do really great work over there. But yeah, for that, I would definitely, if you're looking to grow your own food, because maybe you're like, oh yeah, hey, I'm in a position where I like to punch up. I have a couple bucks in my pocket and people seem to listen to me. I kind of, would like to avoid this bullet. Because like I said, bro, they take care of people the same way that they used to. It's just the tools have changed. Do you know what I'm saying? Take it from somebody who's just gone through this shit personally, dog. So yeah, also understand that, they are working on edible vaccine technology. And they can engineer food that can disrupt your body's systems. And if you keep eating it, even though it seems safe and a food tester can taste is safe, once it gets into your body and gets processed, it can throw your shit off. I mean, like I said, they're also engineering vaccines and stuff. And to be edible, they're saying it's going to be for the third world because there's no cold storage. So basically, like, you can eat like a fucking a cabbage or whatever and then get vaccinated. Or this is real shit. Real shit. I'll put a link to a resource about that in the description. But yeah, I would follow homesteaders. Follow homesteading communities, not prepper communities. I know prepper is like something that people know, but like that could get you on a list. And you're just not trying to alert, especially if you're like, oh, well, I like to say things about the government and I'm like a micro influencer, or, a couple million people listen to me and I'm becoming a voice, what have you. You got a couple extra bucks in your pocket. I would definitely, and if you're uneducated on how to grow your own shit because of also that fact, that could help to save you. Definitely look into homesteaders. Because they have like gardening tips and stuff like that on how to get yourself going. But I would also, if you are going to go that route, right? Like I said, if you are going to go that route to protect yourself, I would put that shit under your house like a fucking, like a medical marijuana grow up. Put it under cameras. Do a closed hydroponic system. Use only heirloom seeds because, believe it or not, they can engineer down to the seedling level to make these plants do these things. So you just, if they, if you get seeds that mixed in with your stuff that has these modified things, who the fuck knows? I don't know too much about the food vaccine thing, but I do know that they're already using it to alter livestock's methane. So they're doing shit inside the body. And they're already talking about administering vaccines in food, like heads of lettuce and cabbage, etc. Because the third world doesn't have refrigeration, so they could just eat their vaccine. And that's doing modification to your body, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely not like these the CRISPR slow assassination shit, but just be cognizant of it. And something I also wanted to touch on is, like, if we are going to be talking about, homesteading and that group, just something off the top, just something for you to chew on is, like, I understand our deficit is out of control now. You should definitely take Haiti as an example for shit that could go down, especially if you live in a border state. Absolutely, if there is some sort of like financial collapse and the budget gets too inflated, etc. Fucking, the fucking cartels are gonna run shit, man. Take it from somebody who lives in SoCal, and especially in San Diego, I'm right in the backyard. They have absolutely colonized every corner of San Diego. It's their backyard. The intelligentsia community. I really like that word a lot better than deep state. Deep state has turned into, like the same way that they turn the word conspiracy theorist into mean a whack job. Like anytime somebody says deep state, I'm immediately, just like, oh shit, here it comes. I like to use the word intelligentsia because it has like an amalgamation of people in the media and banking and whatever, like, because the intelligence community touches on all those things. So the intelligentsia, works closely with the cartels around here, because they do shit that the U.S. government can't be seen doing. And since there's lots of people with clearance jobs, and when people get out of line, you want to fucking teach them a lesson and use them, make them as an example, but you can't be seen doing that because that's against the Constitution. And people, guys in the military, especially military brass, bro, they look at shit differently, homie. Like, there's like a common joke around here, especially in the military community. It's only a war, you know, more than one, you know what I'm saying? It's not a war crime if it only happens once. Like, these, like, they really believe in force. And fuck your constitutional rights, because it's always, the ends always justifies the means. And it's a different culture, bro. And the intelligentsia follows that same mantra, because it's born out of the military space. But I will tell you, considering how all this crazy shit in San Diego, when they pretty much tried to give the clearance job community a spanking, best I can put it, and did a major purge down here, but they used methods to do that quietly, which I've been talking about forever, and I was the exclusive on this, and there are, you know what I'm saying, like, my shit hasn't changed. I've been talking about this since 2017, once I became understanding of what the fuck was happening. 2015, 2016, actually. Yeah, dude. The cartel is everywhere. They have just colonized every part. So if there is ever a collapse, like, just a total side note, the cartels will run everything. They'll run the gas stations. You know what I'm saying? If you think Haiti is bad, just understand, if there's ever a financial situation where things do collapse, like, you're gonna have to think about more than fucking guns and food. Just getting around. I mean, just think about how the cartel runs their own blockades, etc. in Mexico. That's going to happen down here. They're going to take control of gas stations and grocery stores and, you know, hardware stores, etc. Things that people are going to need if that pops off. Because, like, really think about the COVID response. They let us die and die off and then keep talking about the death count, etc. for like 9 months before they even sent us a check for, like, what was it, $500, $700? Remember that? Remember that? Like, oh my God. Now think about what would happen. Like, what would you think the fucking response would be if there was a financial systems collapse? How long do you think the government's going to step in and say, hey, this is going to be our new working system until we get this new thing? We got this new, you know, we got this new deal with the Fed, and we're going to change it this way, and this is how we're going to give our money value and not make everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to take them a while. While that shit happens, the cartels are going to take over. So that's something you should just keep in the back of your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're traveling with your family, considering, like, the cartels straight up, you know, just as RFK Jr. Did that documentary lately. We featured it on our last episode of 2030 Vision. You should watch that, by the way. Go to 2030visionmovie.com to see our latest episode. Where he went down there. I mean, they sex traffic young girls, like 13, 14, 15, like, they're coming over with their parents. They just take those girls, bro. And now they just, they sex traffic children. Do you understand? Those people with those kind of appetites, right, are going to be running shit. I'm not trying to get off topic, but I just wanted to put you in the right mindset for things like this, because people are talking about it a lot. A lot of people are switching over their income to Bitcoin and gold, which I definitely recommend you do. I don't want to make this podcast all about it. I want to interject this one thought so you can be cognitively prepared for that obvious reality. And as someone who is being targeted by my own government and they're using the cartel as a vector, those motherfuckers will absolutely take. It's so intelligently run. Like, their soldiers are dumb. They like to recruit kids in high school and have them drop out because they like uneducated people who take orders, essentially. And they start flashing a little bit of cash in front of these young kids, and they've never seen that much money. $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 seems like a lot of money to them. And they'll drop out, bro. And then they'll be all about that life. And that's ever around here in San Diego. That's a real reality. And they're everywhere. They're in every restaurant in the back. They're in Walmarts and Targets and grocery stores and restaurants and gas stations and automotive repair and car dealership automotive repair. Like, it is just fueled by undocumented labor. It's all over SoCal and most border states, which there are quite a few. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we got like 10 or 11 border states. Like, that's a lot of America. Yeah, those guys are going to absolutely take over. That's something you should think about. These guys have an appetite for prostituting children. Do you know what I'm saying? 12, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls. They have just abducted them when they're coming over with their parents regularly. So that's something you should think about. And, like, if you're traveling with your younger kids, I would think about cutting all their hair short, like a pixie cut. So from a distance, they all look like boys. That's just like a little nugget I'd like to give you, and a mindset you should be put in. If that ever does happen, you really think about who will be running things, and then who you're trying to protect your family from, and the appetites that they have, and simple things you can do as you're maybe moving your family through a situation like that, that can like really save you. You know what I'm saying? From a distance, if all your children look like boys, maybe they won't be so interested in what going over there and fucking with you or what have you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like pixie cuts, I would think about shit like that, or whatever that short haired girl haircut is like. You know what I'm talking about? Those are just realities, because a lot of people talk about it, and you know, the budget is upside down, and it doesn't seem like, I mean, we're spending $1 trillion every 100 days now. But I just want to interject that the cartels will take over until the government figures out a fucking problem. You should think about that and who will be running shit, so it's not a shock to your system. Maybe even think about starting learning some fucking Spanish. Some conversational. I'm thinking about just breaking down. I've lived in San Diego my whole life. Never. I took Spanish for 4 years in high school. I remember, but I'm really thinking about now that that's a reality. If you know what I'm saying, they will be like a pseudo government. Anyways, if you have some bucks in your pocket, just understand they can also fuck with your food and they can modify and weaponize that. Be careful of these gene therapy slow assassinations. That's a real thing. They can kid at you with these vectors, you know, using these really tiny dermal needles. Sometimes you won't even, you know, you probably won't even feel it, or they can hit you in ways that you won't feel it, and they can be administering it to you for a while in very domestic situations, and it can do some real damage to your body. And if a doctor doesn't know that's just something you're going through, all of a sudden your vitals are showing up weird, you don't have any vices, do you know what I'm saying? You don't abuse your system with chemicals, etc., but you're still coming up null. Like, think about, like, are you punching up? Are you engaging in active dissent? Do people listen to you? Yeah, just the CIA, the intelligentsia. I would say call it the intelligentsia. Just people need to stop focusing on just CIA. There are so many private military groups now and private intelligence. It's just so gray. The intelligentsia still operates like they did back in the days of MLK. JFK, RFK, Lenin. They just don't use bullets anymore. And there are way subtler and swift ways to get rid of you, sweep you under the rug. And you could just think that, you know, you've had a bad stroke of luck. And but in reality, you know what I'm saying? Something a little more sinister can happen. And unless you can find yourself like a biohacker yourself who can, you know, reverse the fucking damage, if they even know which things that they, you know, which kind of CRISPR therapy they were giving you to fuck up which, you know, whatever, you're kind of just fucked and trying to band-aid the issue. But they will throw your body systems off and use that for assassination. And yeah, man, the intelligentsia. They're still running shit like they did back in the 60s and 70s, bro. Just, they don't use bullets and fall guys anymore. I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego from deep inside the filter bubble. Thanks for listening. Free Assange. Free Snowden. Check us out at meshnews.org. Check out our new films at 2030visionmovie.com. And always check us out at the online resources for the COINTELPRO 2.0 podcast at COINTELPRO, the number 2, and then ZERO.com. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening as we pull back the curtain. Now, we are a zero-profit news project, not a 501(c) nonprofit, but a zero-profit passion project. We don't make money doing this at all. So we don't have sponsors, but we do endorse necessities and organizations that are worth your time and money. So, you know, whether you're a target of COINTELPRO or just one of the 55,000 plus listeners to the podcast, I recommend getting yourself a Faraday bag. That's F-A-R-A-D-A-Y. A Faraday bag or a Faraday sleeve for your mobile device. They make Faraday backpacks and phone sleeves and even sleeves to put your key fobs in so you can put your laptops and your tablets and all sorts of things in these bags in different sizes. And, you know, especially for the key fobs, because as key fobs become more and more smarter, you know, your car keys, who knows what kind of tracking tech can be used maliciously in your car key fobs. So they actually make those as well. There are many brands. I don't recommend a particular brand. They all do the same thing. But there are brands out there called Mission Darkness, Hadoofy, that's H-O-D-U-F-Y. Silent Pocket is another brand name, just to name a few. They all work the same, but they have different stitching and features and price points. So whatever brand you choose, you need to get yourself one, as the security state is continuing to violate the Constitution and your God-given American rights to privacy. It's not about if you have nothing to hide. It's about the principle that the Fourth Amendment is not conditional. Now, did you know the Department of Homeland Security can put you on a domestic terror watch list just for homeschooling your kids outside the brainwashing and dumbed-down public school system? That's 100% a fact. Because of this, you know, I want to endorse the Ron Paul homeschool system. And you can find it at ronpaulhomeschool.com. It teaches your kids in domestic terror, such as critical thinking, comprehension, high-standard education that surpasses the public school systems. And in levels above like third grade, I'm pretty sure the system is entirely video based and automated online. So it doesn't require mommy and daddy to be full time teachers. They can do this from a desk in their room on like an inexpensive Chromebook. Well, you can still grow like a home based business, have a grandparent or childcare monitor their day to day or whomever you see fit. And then allow them to have the important social stimulus at like an after-school program like the Boys and Girls Club, dance, sports, MMA, whatever. But overall, it's time for this country to raise thinkers and doers, not sheep and robots that reinforce the status quo, which is why I cannot enough recommend the Ron Paul homeschool system. In addition to this, the Mesh News Project would like to recommend to families becoming a member of a mosque, a temple, or a Christian church. Even if you don't know what you believe or you don't believe anything at all, what public schools don't teach you is ethics. That's where church comes in. In many degree programs in higher education, there's often a course called ethics, but that's in higher education. You know, like business ethics, medical ethics, judicial ethics, etc. Public school just teaches education, not even that well. Church fulfills the portion that's not covered in schools, and that is human ethics. So not only do churches provide ethics trainings for your kids, but it also gives them social interaction within the environment of high ethics. So even if you're not a believer, have that discussion with your kids, just like you did with Santa Claus. You know, this is overall, it's just an imperative ingredient for raising good people. And when they turn 18, tell them they can do whatever they want. But until then, their ass belongs to Jesus. And finally, we would also like to endorse, you know, shit hits the fan skills, like learning basic home and auto repair, learning how to do food and water storage. You can learn all that stuff like on YouTube, and learn 3D printing and, you know, 3D printing for parts, etc., or even for firearms. You have to understand, you know, the pandemic really opened our eyes to, you know, the country could shut down in just the littlest of time. And you may not have access to many resources, banks might be shut down, you know, who knows? But with 3D printing, you can go online to like places like the Gatalog, that's G-A-T, like GATS, Gatalog.com. And they teach you everything about 3D printing your own firearms, and they're legal. It's legal. It's within the law. It's not illegal. They're not ghost guns. It's legal within the law, or they wouldn't be able to exist. Go to the Gatalog and other online resources. And, you know, also, if things shut down, you might need to print things like parts, replacement parts, whatever. So 3D printing, absolutely, aside from basic, like, food and water storage skills and home and auto repair skills, is an imperative. It's just like insurance. You know what I'm saying? You pay insurance for your car and your home, etc. Just in case. You need skills that are insurance. Now, Mesh News is a zero-profit production. And you can find out more about us at meshnews.org. And I recommend watching our annual documentary, 2030 Vision. You can find it at the front page of our website. That's Mesh News, MeshNews.org. Now, if you take anything away from this podcast, I want you to understand, like gospel, it's not red versus blue, brown versus white, LGBTQ versus breeders, or you versus your neighbors. It's always been and always will be the haves versus the have-nots. You are the only thing that's real. Narratives are the delusions. Fear, love, and time is the only currency. I'm Stephen Beckman, and I hope this message finds you as I broadcast from San Diego, from deep inside the filter bubble.